Dvorim Amusi. It doesn't apply to Dvorim Amusi. It doesn't apply to Dvorim Amusi. But Rove says no, and the halacha should be like Rove, not like Rav Sheshes. So that's very difficult. I mean, the shita of the Yishemrim, all of these poskim, all these poskim. So unless they explain the whole Gemara differently, I mean the Yishemrim, they explain the whole Gemara differently. In other words, they say now, according to all the Rishonim, so it's muchach from this Gemara. So it's muchach from this Gemara that the whole din, that the halacha of Neveiro Sheni really Geah is not based only upon something that is physically not holy Geah. But even physically, it might be enjoyable. But it's detested because people have a feeling of disgust. So it's also a version of the Geah. What difference does it make? As long as it's not Rol Achlasod. Whether it's not Rol Achlasod because of physical reasons, because of physical reasons, or it's not Rol Achlasod because of a feeling of disgust, it's still not Rol Achlasod. That's Muchach from all the Rishim. Now, and maybe the Yeshemrim in the Torah in Siman Kuf Zayin, they explain the whole Gemara differently. So true. Rav Sheshes himself was sure that Nivei L'Shem Eruyel Igea does not depend only upon the fact that physically it's unfit for Achille. That even if psychologically it's unfit for Achille, Slachille Sodom, it also comes within the aloche of Nivei L'Shem Eruyel Igea. Nivei L'Shem Eruyel Igea. We see that Rav Sheshes certainly held like that. Because Rav Sheshes said that Rav Yalmes over Rav Nisim Tamliv Gal Miuter V'yoch Echidishu Domim Esbonis U'bdil Ein Sheminei V'afim Och Eos Rachmone Hilkach Nisim Tamliv Gal Nami Oseh. So he says that he, on the basis of the general principle, it should be Muter because it's Nisim Tamliv Gal. Why? Because it's Mimes Mois. But the Arbor itself is Mimes Mois. The Ben too, and still the Torah, isn't it? So we have a special Gil Sakosuf, that the Aloha Nevilashin of Eligeah of Tam Pogum, this Tam Livdam, doesn't apply to the things that are most. But, generally speaking, even if something is not Rol Achille because it's most, not because physically it's not Rol Achille, it comes within the Aloha of Nevilashin of Eligeah, according to Rav Sheshes. So that was Rav Sheshes' story. But then, Rovi is certainly Chelikan Rav Sheshes. And Rove says, Hilchese, Nesin Tam Livdam Mutea, Viarbere Bishikre, Loyotame, my time with the Rav, Imishum Nikasova, Nesin Tam Livgam Osea, Viles Hilchese Kavose, Oimishum Nikasova, Nesin Tam Livgam is Mutea, Viarbere Bishikre, Ashbuchem Ashbach. So it's not that he means he has a suffix, whether it gives it Tam Lishvach. Or he does not give it Tam Lishvach. The mitzias of Arba Rebbe Shikra is that it gives it Tam Lishvach. It gives it Tam Lishvach. And if a person will drink that Sheikhar and he won't know that an Arba fell into it, he'll enjoy it. And they'll even say, well, it the taste is especially good. But people will not enjoy it if they know that an Arba fell into it. So Mimele, it gives it Tam Pogum because of psychological reasons, not because physically it gives it Tam Pogum, but because it's most. So it's most. So Mimele, when Rove has a suffix, maybe Arba Rebbe Shikra Ashbuchem Ashbach, so it doesn't mean whether B'mtzias it gives it Tam Lishvach, or it gives it Tam Livgam, or, as I explained it according to the other Rishonim, not as a suffix in mitzias, because certain people do hesitate a little, do have a slight feeling of disgust, but they do not refrain from eating it anyway. So the question is that, does that make it a tam pogum, because certain people do hesitate a little to use it. Usually people, ignore this fact. So why? Because on account of the strength of the Sheikhor and the Chaimetz, so Mimele, the Arbo gives a very faint time. So Mimele, they don't mind so much. They are not so loath to eat it. No, so maybe the Yeshem in the Torah explains it differently. The Mitzias sees that he gives it to Amishubach, the Mitzias. But still, people don't enjoy it so much. So, because of psychological reasons, because of a feeling of disgust, so Mimele, they don't think it's not enjoyable to them. But the same Tafshil, if they didn't know that an arbor fell into it, that it would be completely enjoyable. So Mimele, that's the Sofik in Hove. Maybe it's Alpidin needs to be considered a Tam Mishubach. In view of the fact that the reason as to why they feel a diminished Tam, a diminished Tam, so it's for psychological reasons, because Nafshom Kotzaben, and if they wouldn't know, if they would taste the same tafshil, not knowing that an arbo fell into it, then they would feel an enjoyable time, not a time problem. So even if they do know, maybe Alpidin it's considered a time issue. So that's the suffix. The arbo and the shikre, maybe Alpidin it's to be considered as ashbuch ashbach. True that they don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy it. Now, I know of a certain Rav who is a vegetarian. I won't mention his name. Who is a vegetarian? His name is well known. So he was invited to a certain home in New York, and he doesn't eat meat. So then, and he was given liver, chopped liver, and he thought that was, you know, like the vegetable chopped liver. So he ate it and he enjoyed it. And he complimented the lady of the house for the chopped liver. The vegetable chopped liver. And then somebody told him that was real liver. So then a few minutes later he threw up everything. So how was he able to throw up that liver? Because he had such a feeling of disgust for the liver that he swallowed, that he was able to vomit and to throw it up. So in other words, so this is the Sofik. This is the Sofik of Rabbi. Not whether Bimtzias it gives it Tam Pogum, or Bimtzias it gives it Tam Shubach. Aber Bishikre, if a person will not know, it will be enjoyable. He'll feel it Tam Shubach. But if he knows, he'll feel it Tam Pogum. He'll throw it up. He'll feel it Tam Pogum. So the Sofik is, this aloche of Nisim Tam Levgam, of Nevelo Shein Yeruy Oligea, is it to be determined by what, whether it's physically Roli Gea or not? And so mainly physically it's Roli Gea. So that Sheikho is certainly Roli Gea. So Mimele, it is considered a Tam Shubach, or since Bimtzias, it's not Roli Gea, because of psychological reasons, because Nafshi Shalom Kotzaben, so Mimele, the Aloha of Nesim Tam Livgam, Nesim Tam Livgam applies. So this is the Sofik that Rav had. Now Rav Asadet, so he doesn't know why Rav Asadet. Whether Rav Asadet, because Rav generally holds that Nesim Tam Livgam is awesome. So then we don't pass like Rav, because it's a machlekes tanoim on that, and we pass like tanoim Nesim Tam Livgam is muter. Or Rav generally holds Nesim Tam Livgam is muter, but Abba Rabbi Shikre, in view of the fact that Bimtzias he doesn't give it Tam Pogum, it gives it Tam Pogum because of psychological reasons, because Nafshi Shalom Kotzeben, and if a person wouldn't know about it, so he'll enjoy it, he'll feel it am Shubach. So even when he does know about it and he feels it am Pogom, al Bedin it's considered it am Shubach. That's the pshat. So in other words, so that's Sofik and Rove. So because of that, so it's not that the Yin Shemrim in the Tour passes like Hafsheshes, not like Rove. I mean, how could it pass like Hafsheshes, not like Rove? And then Rove says here, or my Rove Yukhase is in Tam Lev Gamuter. So you could say that the Yukhase only relates to Nesin Tam Lev Gamuter. The rest, the Yukhase doesn't modify the rest. But the rest he says himself without saying Yukhase. But even if the Yukhase doesn't modify the rest, but Rove is a Basroye as against Rav Sheshes. So Memele he should pass like Rove. No, so it could be that Rove, when Rove says V'arvere b'shikre Ashbuchem Ashbach, so Rove means like this: V'imishum because of a nesin tam livgam muter, but it is nesin tam livgam. No, imishum because of a nesin tam livgam oser, nesin tam livgam oser, but. Arbere b'shikre is al p'din to be considered nesin in tam livgam because actually it's not enjoyable. He feels it am pogum because of psychological reasons, because nafshi shel because of him. So mimelo it's less hilchas kavod. Say imishum because only nesin tam livgam muter, but arbere b'shikre is not considered nesin in tam livgam because if he wouldn't know about the arbo, he would feel it am mishumech. So even if he knows and he feels itam pogum, so it's still not nesin tam livgam. It's still not nesin tam livgam. It's like a person, a vegetarian. So he would throw up. He would throw up, let's say, meat. So you wouldn't say that it's nevelosh in a royal year just because he throws it up. So here too, that's the suffix. So nevelosh, since it's a suffix, so that's the reason as to why there is a Yeshemrim. The Yeshemrim say that Zvuvim, so what is true of Arbo could be of Zvuvim too. Who says that Zvuvim and Yitushim physically they give it Ampogum? Who says so? They could give it Amishubach, Zvuvim and Yitushim, but Nafshi Shalom Kotzabahem. So as long as people know about it, they don't feel it Amishubach. They don't enjoy it. They feel it Ampogum. So the Mechaber are paskus like the Rashbo that even if it's not Rolach Lasgea, because of psychological reasons, it still comes within the Aloche of Nevela Sheneroi Ligea. According to the Yeshemrim in Tursin and Kovzayan, that's the Sophic of Rove. So Nevela paskus like Chumre. So that's why all these poskim paskus like Chumre. Right now, the Shach. Who is it? Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet. Namedinor. Would the Bekipayim be one? Vayesh Machmirim Sevrim did in Sheikh of the Chim with Sesh. The Chim with Vuya with Yosef, with Teres Hatus. Vinkin Tzorchim with the Barav. Amai lishore b'sof ikachot b'kov v'shlechut do ike names veike imashbi achiroi v'sof ikachot v'kovush v'imkin haves veik sveike. So the Shach asks a very strong kashi against the Ramo. The Ramo says, they all ask that kashi. The Ramo says that v'yesh machmir b'shumen v'afim v'koshel v'neinu im shofchum v'yim yim shumen b'deich v'yesh nisafik shemar v'ho yishon kishir ulov shumulitei hakos. אפילו יש סמה בשום נגד כל הארבע. ואם לא יראו לו, so then it is also. So we don't say ספק ספק. But ואם לא יראו לו, so we do say ספק ספק. What's a ספק ספק? Once ספק ספק, סופיק נופל כשום כשור יוקושה. So even though it certainly managed to go through, but maybe maybe it managed the first moment to pass through, you know, the solidified shumen. So maybe it was there like that for 24 hours, but kovish it isn't. because only kosher in the liquid, in the fluid, not in the solidified food. So that's one premise that we had there. V'intim tzoleima kishurach. So then it was kosher in the liquid, but maybe it became solidified before the expiration of 24 hours. So mimele, so it wasn't kosher in the fluid, in the liquid, for 24 hours, so that respects it. So that's only loyal olov. But the olov, then we don't have respect for it. So he asks Ikashe, then we have respect for it, even loyal olov. Because according to the Mechaber Shite, so only Sheikh of Chemetz, it gives it tam nishvach. But in Shumen, it gives it tam livgam. But there is a Shite Zamordechai that everything other than Yayim v'shemen gives it tam mishubach. But, so it's not that it gives it tam mishubach with teras vadai, because the Shitas HaMordechai is that when the Rove says in Avi Zohar Daf Samaches that Arbera b'shikre gives it, is a sofik, maybe it's Ashbuchem Ashbech, so it doesn't mean only Arbera b'shikre, but Arbera never mashtu. Except Yayin and Shemen. But it's not better than Sheikho and Chemetz, and Sheikho and Chemetz Rov himself as a Sofik. So even if it's Iruolo, Midiyein Viyein, and Viyeshli Sofik, Shemu Arbo Hoyo, Kishir Iruolo, we still have a Sveksveke. Number one Sofik is. One suffix is maybe the Darbo wasn't even there. And then, assuming that the Darbo was there, so even though every day he poured Shumen, but maybe Arbere be Shumen is Pogum, gives it on Pogum. So we have his sex. That's the time. So he says, in Kim Tzolchim Divarav, Amai Lishore Vesofik Yachot Mikovush Lachut, Do Iken Ames Sveike, Im Mashbiach Eloi, Vesofik Yachot Mikovush, Vim Kein Have Svek Sveike. Ve, Minimali, the high Sofik, Im Mashbiach Hoi Pegein, Loi Have Sofik, Kiven De Bishaz Gufei, Misapkeru. So it's not considered as a Sofik. Since it's a Abaye in the Gemara, it's a Abaye in the Gemara. So Mimele, since it's a Abaye in the Gemara, so it's in his Oseh Abiteras Vada. That's what he says. Go with me exactly. Oy Efsheh, Didome Lisofik Bechisor Yediyeh. Didome Lisofik is, V'yeish Machmirim Bishumen, V'chein Da'as Mashal Pergil Anoshe, Le'esa Bishumen Avoze Yisu Shomashkim, V'limatir Al Biyayim V'shemen Udvash, V'tam Shikosu Barambam, She'ilu Tzrichon Yis Mugusam. Afil Yeish Shish Bishimen, Why is it Oseh? But if there is Shishim, the answer is the whole Masha Me'arev V'nigeya Be'arbo Nesa V'nisarev B'shor Hashumen V'nesa Raki. So if it's a fluid, so then every drop of the Shumen so passes through the whole Shumen, through the fluid, until it comes to the bottom where the arbo is, and it comes in contact with the arbo. V'avdu l'fomi ma'arbo m'nachas b'shula ha'kteiro, v'im keim hoyulon l'hater kol ha'shumen shohu l'maylo m'klipe shol ha'arbo, yeish leima v'yodua kishma'arim olof, this is what the Shach says, kishma'arim olof v'seach, no m'sake, v'lochin o'iru negei atomik b'arbo, v'nesarake. Vim Hirulov, Pirish Reseach, Vashumin Bolu Faninu Koshe, Avobolu Faninu Rach, Lekalochodes Veke, Shemo Hoyo Shom Yim Sholem, Visofi Kovishoso, Kedlikam, Vichemim Yodua Shoyarach, Kishnof Arbo Vesehe, Asrima Misveke, Shemo Yirbish Beyim Sholem, Avo Pirish Bolu Faninu Koshe, Elim Kiadino Bibero, Shohoyo Yim Sholem, Rach Achar Shabo Arbo Vesehe. וכן אם ידוע שהוא יורח עם שולים ונזכה שרקי, הוא ידין ומויסו בארבו כשורח או לא יוסה. מי הוא בכל זה מותר היא כשישים, מה שאין כי מהירו או פריסייח, so even though there is שישים, because then every drop passes through all the shumen no matter how large the pot is, the keli is, it passes through all the shumen and it comes in contact with our. ובמוקים שהשומם מוס קוסם בסבא היתר ועדין לדידי נאמה אם הוא מוס אולו אף משי מוס לאחרים עושה לי אפילו בשישים ליקו אם הוא מוס why does he mention mayo? Because certain things are bottled by mayo and not בשישים so that's אפילו בשישים ליקו אם הוא מוס אולו עדיין עד כאן לשני וכן כוסר בספר אפר אבר and this is, you see, in line with what I said it's pshat in the Taz in other words, when the Taz says that where it's not Mos I mean, sorry, that where it's not Osel let's say when there is Shishim so then it's not Osel the Bisa Knesses so the Mogavom is Chilik because after all, as far as Akravino the Pesachol is concerned what difference does it make whether it's Osel or not Osel he wouldn't give it as a gift to the mayor, to the governor so the answer is if it is most to him personally if he himself has this subjective attitude the feeling of disgust so then he's also to give it away to his acknesses but suppose the Taz will be made it yourself but the Taz is reference to a case where it's not most to him but it is most to all other people but he is insensitive So Mimele, sin, so Mimele, just as Ligabe, the Israel, about the Shaktsu. So if something was in contact with something that is filthy, so if the person is sensitive to it, and he eats it anyway, so he's in about the Shaktsu. But if he's completely insensitive, then he's not in about the Shaktsu. So Ligabe, Hakrifeyun, Lefakasecho, the same thing, this is what he says. So he says, So Vladimir did they name him Mosalo? If personally to him is disgusting. So Afal Pishay Mosla Khilim also may I feel Bishishim Kuf? Because what difference does it make whether it's Mutter or not Mutter? Also, Imu Mosal Vadai, Ima Heta Robolov Afal Pishay, because I live less brass, Mutter Kinkos Varajbo, because since it's nice in time with Gam, some Mele. Even though there is kazayim dechlas pras, as long as there is rov, so it's muta. Afo pishi yishchemkim bishon is in tam livdam. Nire, afo pishi yishchemkim bishon is in tam livdam, or because he means this, the Russian here in Simen Kuf Gimel, so Siv Beis, he says, v'yesh mishachich echleima, שמיגדו לו יישא מדוסי של אתר עד שהוא משביח יישא כשאיך לו בגדל מדוסי ממה שהוא פגן בהפסת תמי עושר עד שיפוסם לאכל אודום ועמד לאכל אודום so in other words so that's Iran the Iran says that even though the Aloch of Nisim Tam Livgam applies to a case where it's pagan Ktsas even though it's not pagan Ligambe even though it's still enjoyable But it's less enjoyable than before the Talmud, than before the Issa fell into it. So then the Aloch of Nisim Tam Livgam applies, but suppose on account of the increment in the bulk of the Eichel, so it's more enjoyable on the score of more substance in the Eichel. Even though as far as the enjoyment of each unit is concerned, is less enjoyable. But it on the whole it becomes more enjoyable because of the increment. So then we don't say that it's nice in time with Gam. So he says that's only something that is not nifsal milachilas adam. That is all achlasod, physically, psychologically, everything. But this iser happens to reduce the time, and to make it less enjoyable than before the iser fell into it. So then we say, true, that on account of the reduction in the time, so it becomes in a nice in time with Gam. But in a case where it becomes more enjoyable on the score of the increment in the substance, even though it's less enjoyable per unit of the Taruves, so it's not his Tamil Gam. But in the case of something that is Pogum, Ligamre, like Zvubim Yitushim, so then even though he enjoys the substance, the bulk, but he the whole thing is not enjoyable. So how is a child to say, because who must be a chesek is sheikh le begin on midose, must you pay him the timing. That is only true if every unit in the Taruves is still enjoyable. But every unit in the Taruves is less enjoyable than every unit of the Taruves before the Isa fell into it. So then we say, on account of the increment in the substance, so on the whole, it's more enjoyable than before the than without Isa. But in the case of Zvuvim and Yitushim, where Nafshi Shalom Kotzaben, so he doesn't enjoy it altogether. It's not a question of degree. More enjoyable, less enjoyable. He doesn't enjoy it. So if he doesn't enjoy it, so we cannot say that Kisheich Lebegeinu Midose, so that more than counterbalances, you see, the reduction in the time. He doesn't enjoy it. So Mimele, it's this time we've got. This is how he says. The Ava Pisheish Chelkim Shon is in time we've got. Moshe Nizgoya Besimen Kovgimus in Beis. Nire. Die Bevorim Abgumim Me'atzo Meidim. Wie kam Gott nicht nach Hause nehmen. Wie kam Rob. All right.
Now, Simen Kufei is a very long Simen, and the tour is also very long. Now, there is the tour mentions in Simen Kufei a certain Rajbo, very strange. I mean, the Rajbo is strange, the tour is strange, the tour is even stranger than the Rajbo, both very strange. Now, I want to go over not the whole Simen in Kufei, but just up to Moluach. Alright, this the tour, Simen Kufei. Kol Adin Sheneig Beisa Shenisarev Beheter Al Yedei Bishul Kardine Im Nirbash Beseche Yem Sholeim Meis Leis Dikovush Dine Kumbushu Aval Bipoches Meyeim.
So there is a loche of kovush kimvushel. So there are some rishonim who say that in order to have a din of kovush kimvushel, it must be kovushed for 3 days. But most rishonim say that kovush means for misles, 24 hours. So then, in any liquid, if something is kovush in any liquid for 24 hours, then it's kimvushel, it becomes osa. Let's say cucumbers in a liquid that is osar in yainesach for 24 hours. It's cold, so the cucumbers become osar because kovush kimbush.
Avul poches miyei less than 24 hours. Kibim shu seine, so there is no blie bitzeinen. It's sage ba doche baum. Viu mocham shayad nichves bei oz eisei kmei mivush. So in other words, that cham, there is blie. What's the criterion whereby you determine whether it's cham or tzine? If it's yatzeledes bei. If it's yatzeledes bei. In other words, if you couldn't keep your finger comfortably there, so then it's considered cham and there is blie. But if it is, if you could keep your finger comfortably, in other words, then it's only lukewarm, it's not ham. So then there is no bleed. Now here comes the Rashbo and the Roshan Tur, very strange. So I'm going over it because all the Nisikalim, especially the Taz, they mention the Rashbo. Now, because of the Rashbo, Yei Sheimrim Shei Maflit Elohim Shal Kli Rish Shehu Mivash. So the Samu say that what is maflit? Only chim of klirish, avol klisheni. וכן יראו שהוא ככלישני אין מחלוקת. Now there is a מחלוקת רשיני. What's the halacha with yiru from a klirishin? When you pour from a ticket, let's say, does it have a din of klisheni? Does it have a din of klirishin? Or it's something in between? So there are three shittes. There is one shitte that yiru has a din of a klirishin ligamre. Yiru has a din of a klirishin ligamre. That's the shitte of Rabbi Natan. And then there is a shitte. Then there is the shitte of the Rashbam that yiru from a klirishin has a din of klisheni. And then there is the shita of the Ri, and this is how the Shechnoch paskens, that it has a din of a klirishin, but it's not mamish like klirishin. Klirishin, if, let's say, something is cooked, let's say, a dover heter and a dover iser are cooked in one pot on fire, or even if it's off the fire, but you put a dover heter in a pot in which a dover iser was cooked, even though right now it's off the fire, as long as it's still yatzeled, as it's still hot, so then it asas bikule. But if you are miare from a klirishin, so then it's only mavliak de klipe, not more. This is the way we pass. But there are three shittes. One shitte is that tiru is like klirishin mamesh. One shitte is that tiru is like klisheni. That's the Rashbam shitte. And then there is the shitte. That's how we passing that iru is klirishin, but it's not mamish like klirishin. Klirishin is mavliya bikule, and iru is only mavliya kidekli. All right. Now, kosev Rashba yeshem she mavli dachlim she klirishin she mivash avul klisheni v'chein iru shu klisheni. That's in that line with the sheet of the Rashbam that iru has a din of klisheni. Eini mavlid. So then the Rashba says v'loy niire. שהעריכים של ביס השחיתה ויחום חלב הקסולים חלב הקסולים מפליט שהם פחוסים מקלישים. So the halacha is that חום ביס השחיתה is also מפליט and that's פחוסים מקלישים. אלו כל חום שעל ידי אויש מפליט. Afilina yatzled is bay at kan. That's very strange. Afilina yatzled is bay. So there is a shite. There is a shite that and that's mentioned in the name of the Rashba. That klisheni is mavliya, but only if it's yatzled. But if it's not yatzled, so even klirishin. Let's say something was cooked. Something was cooked in a klirish on fire, and it was taken off the fire, and it's already an hour or 2 hours since you turned off the fire. So will you say that it'll be mavliya just because it wasn't taken out from the pot in which it was cooked on fire? No, only when it's yateledes. If it is so warm that one couldn't keep his finger comfortably, so then it's considered to be ham and it's mavliya and it's mafli. But if it's not yateledes, so even in the klirishin itself, even in the klirishin itself, if it cooled off already, it's not mavliya. So how can klisheni be mavliya even in yateledes? Elo kol chaim she'al de'oish maflit. Afilin yatzeled is bay. Even klishein. Yein yatzeled is bay. So even klishein is not maflit. And it's not maflit. It's very strange. Atkan. So that's the end of the quote. Then the Torah says, V'nirali, she'in alidin deim ala rayo. She'in chaim bis ashchite. So what's the rayo of the Rashba? Chilef aksolim. And chaim bis ashchite. שאין חיים ביס השחיתו וחיים חילב הקסולי מפליט אלו כדי קליפה אבו להבליע בכל ההתר לא יחושיב חיים אלו אם כן היה צלדס בי יהיה צלדס בי. So he says, so he mentions in the name of the Rashba that klisheni is mavliya even if it's not yatzeledes. So he says no, and what's the ray of the Rashba from chaim bis ashchite? But so he says, "Dai lovim adin li eskinidin." You mention a raya from beis hashchite, but beis hashchite it's only mavliya, can it only asas kine klipe? The klipe, not more than the klipe. Avol if mavliya bechol ahetea, lo yichosh ifchei melim kina yatzel edesvim. So it's mashma from the lashon of the tour, the way the tour says it. So he's only chilek on the Rashba, because from the Rashba it appears that even if Yad is not a letters be, even if the Yad is not a letters be, so even if the Yad is not a letters be, so we still say that there is blie bikulo. So he says no. The raya from Chimbis Ashrita is not a good raya, because over there it's only Mavlik the Klippe, it's only Mavlik the Klippe. So Mimele, here too, in order to be Mavlia Bechule, it must be Yatzeledes. The implication being that if it is Yatzeledes, then the two is made, that is Mavlia Bechule. And he's only Chilik and Rashbo, because from the Rashbo Shite appears to be that even if it's not Yatzeledes Bey in Klisheini, it's Mavliya Bechulei. So he says, that's not so. V'yefsha sharei tzaleima, d'chaim l'isecheim, en yisa gam ken ole d'klik klipe, v'chaim ro yisa l'ksas ma'am chabre. So b'meile the raya from chaim b'isa shrite is a good raya, because every chaim doesn't asa more than b'y klipe. V'yne ken, elo yisa kulei me Yatzeledes Bey. Ma she'in ki menei Yatzeledes Bey, so then it doesn't tasa bechulei, but the klipe tasas. So it's very strange. The Rashbo is very strange. The way the Torah quotes him. I mean, the Bes Yosef says in respect to this Torah. I mean, when he says v'yefshar leimar shereitze leimar dechem lisechem ineisa gam kinele kide klipe. So he says, Sochitmiya, he says, how can one say that Rashbo Shita is that Chaim Lisechaim doesn't ask a more than the Klippe? That means even the Klerishin, he doesn't ask a more than the Klippe. He says that Zedovo Shafil Barbe Rav de Chadiemel Yitabei, Kolshkna Rashbo Shuere Shalelom. I mean, it's very strange. And how can he say such a thing? I mean, that according to the Rashbo, he mentions the Lashon of the Rashbo. He quotes the Lashon of the Rashbo. And it appears from that Lashon that v'loi nihire sh'achim shel b'shashchite v'chum chile v'aksoli maflit sh'impuzim klishin elo kol chim sh'al d'oish maflit afiloin hayatzil erizmi. So it's maflit. And he's masik on it. But what is a masik? It's not maflit b'chulei. But k'de klipe is made. K'de klipe? If it's not Yatzeledes, so it's Seinen. So there is no Bliye. There is no Bliye. Now, the Taz has a certain Pshat, the Bach has a certain Pshat, the Taz has a certain Pshat. I don't know. I think that it's possible to give another Pshat in the Tur. I mean, it's not in line with what the Taz says. But we'll see, I mean, when go over the Mechaber and the Ramo and the Taz, so we'll see what the Taz says. But now, the Chai Odom mentions a big chiddush. Now we passed that Klisheini is not Mevashil and Klisheini is not Mavliya. Only lechatchile we have to be chiddush for the Shittas Rashbo that Klisheini is Mavliya k'de klipe. Even though, I mean, from the lashon of the Torah here, the Rashbo's Shitta appears to be. The Rashbo Shita appears to be that it's Mavliya more than Kediklip. All right, but we'll see. Still, all the Rishenim mention the name of the Rashbo, that Klisheini is only Mavliya Kediklip. That does not seem to harmonize with the Lashon of the Torah, the way the Torah mentions the Rashbo. So the Mechaber paskens, only Chathchile we have to be Cheshish for that Shita, that by Klisheini there is Bliya and play take the klipe, but David, it's muta cliche, even if it's Yatzeledes. So the Chayodom is mechadesh a big chiddush. He says, when is there a distinction between klerishin and klisheini? That is, if it's Yatzeledes. But now I'm using the lotion of the Chayodom. Only when it's Yatzeledes Bey. Yatzeledes Bey means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably there. So then, if it's nikli rishon, even though it's of the fire, there is bishul and there is bleir. Mashen can even nikli sheni, even though it's yatzel and esbe, you couldn't keep your fingers comfortably. So there is no bishul, there is no bleir. Mashen can, if it's more than tzeledes, if it's more than tzeledes, if it is yad nichves bey, yad nichves bey. Nichves bey is morten. I mean, that's the expression that the Hayodom uses. Nichves bey is much more than siledes. Siledes means it's hot. It's hot. In other words, you couldn't keep your finger comfortably. When you say it's hot, what does it mean? You say the water is very hot. In other words, you couldn't keep your finger comfortably there. But then, the yad nichves bey means that it's boiling hot. In other words, that if you put your hands there, you can get blisters, you know. Sometimes it's boiling hot. So if it is boiling hot, there is no difference between klisheni and klishen, the Chayodim says. And he deduces it from the Roshon HaRambam in Hilchos Trumos. I don't want to go into the Roshon HaRambam. But this is the Chiddush of the Chayodim in Hilchos Shabbos. He mentions it briefly in Taruvis also, but the main discussion is in Hilchos Shabbos. So, in other words, so there are two gdorim, two kinds of hat. There is one kind of hat of yatzul ha'esbei. So that means it's not boiling hot. It's not boiling hot. And another yatzul ha'es, and another. Cham is when it's yad nichves bey, when it's boiling hot. So when do we distinguish between klirishin and klisheini? If it is just yatzleles, but if it's yad nichves bey, so even klisheini, it's mevashel midraise. I mean, the Chayodom says that midraise. Now, it seems it's very possible that this whole tour is based upon the same Chiddush of the Chayodom. Chayodom says it in the Rambam, except that he uses the expression siledes and nichves in the reverse way. When I was a child, 6 years old in Warsaw, so at that time the Shmuel Levin was considered in those days as the greatest Zionist preacher. So he spoke in Warsaw, and everybody said that he's such a humorous speaker. So I was a child, so I also went. And then, so he said, the Jews are a unique people. They have a way of expressing the same thought. Different Jews will express the same thought in antithetical language. For example, you ask a Jew, "Vos macht Ayid?" So many Jews will answer when such a question is presented to him. "Vos lo machen?" "Men dreitzach." Then you ask another Jew, "Vos macht Ayid?" So he'll say, "Men dreitzach harai." And then you ask a third Jew, "Vos macht Ayid?" So the third Jew will say, "Men dreitzach harois." So one Jew said Mendreitzach Harain, and one Jew said Mendreitzach Harois, and one Jew said Mendreitzach, and they all mean the same thing. Except that one Jew likes to use the expression Mendreitzach Harain, and the other one likes to use an antithetical expression, Mendreitzach Harois. You would think, I mean, Dreitzach Harois is just the opposite of Dreitzach Harain, but they mean the same thing. Anyway, so the Chayodom uses the two expressions, Yatzul Hades and Yad Nichves. So I mean, the expressions are not important, that's arbitrary. So he uses the term Yatzil Hades in the sense that one couldn't keep his fingers comfortably. And the expression Yad Nichves, so he uses in the sense much more, boiling hot. In other words, sometimes, you know, if you put your fingers, let's say, in a pot with water that is standing on fire for a long time, so you can get blisters too, you see. So the expression nichves he uses in the sense of boiling hot. Siledes, not so hot. Not so hot. just you couldn't keep your fingers comfortably. It might be that the Rashba, now the two here, first he says, V'imucham shayad nichvez bey. So he uses what expression? What uses? He uses the expression, the Torah uses the expression nichves. Nichves. Then, when he mentions the Rashba, he doesn't use the expression nichves. He uses the expression siladis. Because of a Rashba, yei sheimrim sheimafri telachem shol klirishit, shu mivashel. אבל קלישני וחיניו שהוא כקלישני איני מפליט ולא נראה שהריחים של ביס השחיטה וחום חיל והכסול מפליט שהם פרוסים מקלישני אלו כל חיים שעל די איש מפליט אפילו אין היה צולדס בי. What expression does he use? So before he used the expression נכווס, here he used the expression צולדס, then again the expression צולדס, so and then again צולדס, but at the beginning he used נכווס. There must be purpose in it. How is it? I mean, that he starts, first he uses one expression. As a matter, I think that in modern Hebrew, so siledes is used in the sense of boiling hot. Slida in modern Hebrew means when it's something, when you get a burn, you see. So in other words, when it's boiling hot. And on the contrary, in nichves is used in modern Hebrew in the sense hot, but not boiling hot. To such an extent that you could get blisters. So, I mean, but one sec, what is it?
Nichves definitely is considered you get a blister.
All right, fine, okay. I don't want to argue on that. I know I probably have the wrong impression. I'm not a braced. I mean, I don't claim to be a braced. But I read the expression. I saw that a burn is called a slida. I mean, a burn is not. You couldn't get a burn. You know, when you just put your finger in something that is a little hot, I mean, so it burns, so only when you put your finger in something that is boiling hot, very hot, and that's called slida. All right.
An official, I don't know.
What is it?
That's not in common usage.
Okay, all right.
Official book.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's arbitrary, I mean. Anyway, so it might be. Now, if the two accepts the shite of the Chayodom, I mean, which is a big chiddush, but he is midayiket from the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. In other words, now we have to understand that Chayodom is not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable because Teisves has the kashe. Teisves in Shabbos in Perikiro has the kashe. Why do we distinguish between klirishin and klisheni? That's like Gabi Shabbos, Bishul. As far as Isurim is concerned, so Bishul is not important, only in respect to Basa. The whole of Bishul is important, because there are Bishlos for Teiro. So let's say Basa Becholov al Dekovush, even though there is Bliye, so it's only Osam Rabbono. In order to become affected with the Isa Basa Becholov Midraise, so it's not enough that there is a Bliye of Boso and Cholov, of Cholov and Boso, but the Bliye must take place al the Bishul. So Mele there, Bishul is important. Mashenkin, all other Isurim, so it's not important whether it is Bishul or not Bishul. The important thing is in all Taruves, whether there is Bliye. But the Gemore in Shabbos says that Klisheini in Mevash. The Gemore never says there is no Gemore, that there is no Bliye in Klisheini. When the Rishenim say there is no Bliye in Klisheini, they apply the Gemore in Shabbos in Kiro. But the Gemore in Shabbos only says there is no Bish. But they assume, they equate Bliye with Bish. In other words, if there is Bliye, so then it's Bishul. If there is no Bliye, so then there is no Bishul. But there is a Shittas HaRishenim, that the whole halacha of Klisheini in Mevashel is a halacha in Bishul. The Ramban mentions that in Shabbos, in Kiyo, such a Shittas. That it's only a halacha in Bishul. Not that there is no Bliye. But most Rishenim hold that not only is there Bishul in Klisheini, there is no Bliye in Klisheini. We are boiling hot. So then even cliche mishpishul. Now Taisa says the kashe, why is there a distinction? Gabi Shabbos between klirish and cliche. Monefshach. If it's not yetzelade, so even klirish is not bishul, of course. And if it is yetzelade, so who cares that it's cliche? What difference does it make? Whether, in other words, let's say, if you had in a pot water boiled in a pot, and then you took some, then you took off that pot from the fire, and you put something and you warm and you heated something in that water, so then it is bishul. But if you take that water and you pour it into a glass, then you put an apple into the glass, and then you put an apple into a glass, even though it's still yatzeledes, is no bishul. So Taisa's kasha is monepshech. If it's not yatzeledes, so even if you are mivashlet in the water and in the pot on fire, if it's not yatzeledes, so it's no bishul. And if it is yatzeledes, who cares? So why should it be important that it's not yatzeledes? So Taisa says, that we are dealing with a case where it is yatzeledes, because if it's not yatzeledes, even in Klirishin there is no bishul. Yeah, and but so it is yatzeledes. So, but why is there no bishul? Because when you take water, let's say, from the tea kettle and you put it in a glass, in a cup, so that in itself cools it off. The fact that you, when you have, as a matter of fact, if you want to cool off hot water, sometimes you are in a hurry, you want to drink a glass of tea, and the water is very hot, you couldn't drink it in a hurry. So what do? You take and you pour it in another glass, so that cools it off. So by pouring it from the klirishin into klisheini, that has a cooling effect. So because of that, klisheini is not mivashel, even though it still is yatzeledes. This is what Jesus says. So, when the Chayodom says that according to the Rambam there is a distinction between Yatzeledes and Yatnichveis, so it's because this, you see, Yatzeledes, when you couldn't keep your finger comfortably, now, you see, there are three kinds of Cham. There is Cham of a klirishin that is standing on fire. There is Cham of a klirishin of the fire, but it wasn't poured into a klisheni. And then there is klisheni. So yatzeledes bay is typical of a klirishin of the fire. I mean, even after you took off the pot from the fire, unless a long time has already elapsed, but if a long time is not elapsed since you took it off from fire, so it's still moderately hot, you still will not be able to keep your fingers comfortably. Masha'in kein, yad nichves bei, that's typical of klirishin on fire. In other words, when can you get blisters? If you put your hand, let's say, in a pot with water on fire, but suppose it's already off the fire, even the klirishin, it's very unlikely that you should get blisters. So in other words, yad nichves bei is typical of klirishin on fire. Yad ledes bei is typical of klirishin of fire. Now let's see. We could explain. So if we say that the tool uses the expression nichves in the sense of boiling hot. On the contrary, I'm sorry. It uses nichves bei in the sense of moderately hot, that you couldn't keep your fingers comfortably. And tziledes in the sense of boiling hot. So then we can go through the two. Kosova, so first of all, he says like this. V'yumulcham shayad nichves bei. In other words, even though it's not boiling hot, it's only moderately hot. Just nichves. You couldn't keep your finger comfortably. So, oz eisek moy mevush. Kosov harashbo. Yei sheimri, shei maflit elocheim shel kli rishin. Shehu mivashe. Avol klisheini vecheiniru shel klisheini. That's like the Rashbam. Eini maflit. Veloi nihire. The Rashbo says. Shareichim shel bisashchitem vechumchele vachsolim. Maflit shein pchusim klisheini. Elo kol chem shel deish maflit. Well, that's the bechein. If you can keep your finger comfortably, then it's chayin, and then it's not even chayin. I mean, there has to be a definition, what is chayin and what is chayin. So everything is chayin. So even if it's ice cold, you could also call it chayin. I mean, it could be colder. So, elokol chayin, so it means, in order to be considered chayin, then it must lechol apoches be moderately hot. In other words, what is the definition of moderately hot? That you couldn't keep your finger comfortably. So that is in the lashon of the Torah, it's nichves be. Elokol chayim, as long as it's nichves be, you couldn't keep it comfortably. Shal yedeish is maflit. Afileina yatzilat is be. Even though it's not boiling hot. So he uses just the other way, not the way the Chayodom uses the expressions, but the Torah uses the opposite way. Afilayna yatzalbi atkam. So, in other words, so it's not so difficult. So then the Rashba is saying that everything that is ham, so is mavliya. Everything that is ham is mavliya. Is mavliya. And he doesn't say how much mavliya, but it's mavliya. Afilu leina yatzler, even though it's not boiling hot, but it's moderately hot. You couldn't keep your finger comfortable. Vinirali, then it now starts the asogi of the two. Vinirali, she'ein hanidn teim l'raye, she'ein chem bis ashchite v'chem chile v'aksolim aftrit alo k'diklip. Avo l'avliya b'chol ha'etea, lo yichoshif chem. Elo, in other words, even a klesheni, we are dealing here with klesheni, we are dealing with a klesheni, everybody is made that if it's yad nichves bay, moderately hot, so it's mavliya b'chil. But, avu lavliya b'chol ha'heter, in a klesheni, lo yichoshif chayim, elo im kina yatzi ledes bay, it's boiling hot. Mamish like the Chayodom says. V'yefshah sharei tzaleima, So the Torah says maybe the Rashba himself wants to say the chayim lisir chayim in the isir gamkein elokideklip in the isir gamkein elokideklip v'chayim roisir linktasam chabri. So you could explain it. So he says, "V'efshe sharetz leima dichem lisechem." In other words, even if it is niklisheni, and even if it is yatz letters bay, it's boiling hot. But in niklisheni, so in is a gam kolike the clip. V'chein roiis liktsas ma'amchaber. In other words, he's referring to a cliche. So if it is boiling hot, then it has to be kule. But if it is not boiling hot, then it doesn't has to be kule, but it only has to be kule. Alright. Now let's see. I mean, that's a possible pshat in the tour and the Rashi. לפיכך אם נופל איסה חם לשיחת החם או יפיל איסה צינן לשיחת החם הקלוסה דיטתו יגום אף על פי שתחתן הטה כיב משהו חם גבר על האלי. Now there's a מחלקס in פסוחים as to whether between Rabbi and Shmuel as to whether we say תתו יגום or לא יגום or we pasken that תתו יגום. So in other words if an איסה חם falls into a nisa, if a nisa tzene falls on the ham, so it's osa. If a tzene falls on the ham, it doesn't make any difference whether the heter is the ham or the isa is the ham. The important thing is that the bottom one should be hot. So if the bottom is hot, so then tatoye gova, So in a very short time, everything becomes hot, and mimele it is mavliya bichule. Mashein kein, if the bottom is seinen, so then we again say tatoy gova. So in a short time, everything will become cold. But Adimika Mavlialikini Klipe, until it manages to cool off, until the Baden manages to cool off the top one, which originally was hot, so it manages to be Mavlialikini Klipe. So Lifichoch im Nofa Lisa Ham Lisechet Acham, we have Lisa Tino Lisechet Acham, Hakalosa, the Tatoye Goma, Afal Pisha Tachtin Heta. Kibim shehu cham gevur al elyon mecham miat shemaf mitacht kol shkim atacht na cham yisa sheyisa nokol lehafli deyisa be'elyon avol im elyon cham v'atachtin seinen. So again we say that toy gova ozin yisa kulei afil im elyon cham yisa she afil im elyon cham is yisa she atachtin gevur al elyon umitzanenei at shemim mafli deyisurei b'chol atachtin. But critically, yes, because until it manages to cool off, so it is mavliya kriklit. We coach him early in shul chamet. Bamed va'amurim kishenisavu derav bishlo kishenoflo sichatav. Avol derach tzli kinisak ham oyafilu kar shenoflo tzli sheli itzaloish ineisa kule yalo kedei nitile shehu kiu verei chafetz ba. In other words, the halacha is that when do we say that if heter and isa are cooked together, so then it's mavliya bikulei, it has the old head, the whole heta becomes osea, because the isea penetrates, is mifapeya bikulei, it penetrates into the whole thing. That is only if there is reitev, let's say when there is soup, say liquid, mashenkin, if you boil, so then there is no liquid, there is no reitev. So then, it's not mifapeya bechulei. So it only asas kin mitile. Let's say, suppose you will, let's say, boil meat, and a piece of nivele steak is placed in contact in the broiler with a piece of, I shouldn't mention steak because steak is always shomi. But let's say a piece of boso kochush nivele is broiled, and a piece of boso kochush shchuto is broiled, and the two pieces of boso, the nivele and the shchuto, come in contact. So then the shchuto is bileya from the nivele, but it only asks it in itil. In other words, the thickness, Richa Fetzba. So in other words, the Richav, the width of an Etzba. I mean, so in other words, so you have to peel off not just a very light peel. That's Kediklipe. Kediklipe means the smallest peel that you can take off. But Kedinitile means that you have to peel off Ki Uve Richa Fetzba. That's Kedin Nitile. So if Heter and Isser are Nisbashel with Reitev, so the Reitev is Mifapeya and it distributes the Isser evenly in the whole Gdeil. That's only if you have Reitev. But suppose you have just Li, Boso, Kochush, Nivele is Nitzle together with Boso, Kochush, Shchuto, and they are in contact with each other. If they're not in contact, so the Eved it's Mutar because we pass Reichel Av Mils. But suppose they are in contact, the Shchuto and the Khusho, so then it only asers the Shchuto Kidei Nitile, at the point of contact. It asers Kidei Nitile, not the whole thing. So, Shenofel Sheisla Ishin Eisakule, Elo Kidei Nitile, Shukuvi Reichel Fezba, Lifichoch Yorich Shetzoli Begidei, Oichticha Sisea, שצולי עם חתיך הסתר ונגיע זה בזה צורך להוסר כדי נטילה סובי וגיד וכי מן החתיך במוקים שנוגע בחתיך הסיסה וכי נמנוף על איסר על חתיך שבגדירו. Why it doesn't ask בקולי? Why? Because that requires ratef. In order to affect even distribution and to be melech the iser evenly, to distribute the Yisar evenly in the whole Deiro, that requires Reitev. Without Reitev not. So even in the case of Bishl, Natsli, but if there is no Reitiv, so it doesn't Tasa Bechola either. Let's say you have, suppose you have a number of Chatiches, you have boy cooking in a pot, being Mizbashel in a pot, and there is soup. But the soup, the level of the soup, all these Chatiches lie in a pot, and the level of the soup reaches up to here. Now the uppermost chaticha is completely above the level of the soup. Then some chilev falls on the uppermost chaticha. So then the whole gdeira is muta. But from the top of the uppermost chaticha, the where the chilev fell, so you have to peel off kidei nitil. So even though there was bishul in that pot, but at the point of contact where the chile fell, the nevela, the chile, whatever the isa, fell, so there was no reitev. And I'm mentioning an example where the level of the reitev reached up to here, beneath the bottom surface of the uppermost chatich. So there, everything, all the chatiches are muter, and even the uppermost chatiches is also muter. But you have to peel off from the top, from the place of contact, kidenitil. Right, this is what he says. V'chei, oh, now, suppose the reitev, the level of the reitev is above the uppermost chatiches too, and then a piece of chilev, of nevele, of dam, whatever it is, falls in, so then the whole thing becomes osir, unless there is shishim, so then it becomes bot. But if there is no shishim in the gdeira, then everything is osir. If the reitev, the level of the reitev, is above the chatich, suppose the level of the reitev reaches up to the middle of the uppermost chatich, up to here, and then a piece of chilev, a piece of dam, a piece of nevele falls on top. So at the point of contact, there is no reitev, but it fell on a chatiche, half of which is immersed in the reitev. But the upper half is bulges above the reitev. So is it to be considered as if the Yisea fell into the Reitev, by virtue of the fact that it fell on the Chatiche, half of which, doesn't have to be half, I mean, any fraction, part of which is immersed in the Reitev, or since at the point of contact there is no Reitev, so then it should be treated as if the whole Chatiche had been above the Reitev. So on that point there is a Machlekes in Chum between Rashi and the Reitev. So he says like this. V'chein, so he says the Torah. L'fichoch yorich shetzoli begidei, o'ichticha sesa shetzoli imchticha seta. V'nigei hazeh b'zeh, tzorich lohosir kibniti lesomi v'agid. V'chein minachticha b'mokim shenogom, b'ichticha sisa. V'chein inofal yisar al chticha shebegdeiho, sheyichruz l'reite completely. If the uppermost chaticha is completely above the level of the reitev, below in the irak deiro, and he didn't stir the deiro, because if you stir the deiro, then you are mivalbeil the tam and the bliya siser, and you distribute it evenly in the whole deiro. And even if you don't stir the deiro, even if you don't take a ladle and stir the deiro, but suppose you just cover it, so that also has the effect of being mivalbeil atam, of evenly distributing the yisar in the whole deira. So v'loin, so he says, so v'chein im nofal yisar al chticha shebideira shechis l'reite v'loin yira deira v'loin kisei yisar eina yisar al kinin itile avol imi b'reite l'rashe kulo ulri afilu miktsoso. So according to Rashi, when is it can be valuable the tam b'cholak deiro? Only if the whole uppermost chatiche is b'seich, even is b'seich haretev. But if the upper half of the chatiche is above the Reitev, even though the lower half of the upper most Chatiche is immersed in the Reitev, so then it's not Mival Beil. And you only have to take off Kidenitile. That's all. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ri, if part of the uppermost Chatiche upon which the Yisa fell is immersed in the Reitev, even though the upper half is completely above the Reitev, so it's considered as if the whole Chatiche had been inside the Reitev, immersed in the Reitev, and Mimele, if there is no Shishim, the whole Gdeiro becomes Oseah. So you see, Rashi and the Ri, each one has a Chumra and the Kule. It's not that that according to Rashi, it is a Kule, and according to the Ri, it's a Chumra. No, there is a Kule and a Chumra in Rashi and in the Ri. Now let's say, if the lower half of the uppermost Chatiche is immersed in Reitev, and the upper half is above the Reitev, and then a Chatiche Asisa falls on the upper half. So according to Rashi, so it's not Mevalbel the Tam. If it's not Mevalbel the Tam, so Mele, we have the Kule, that even though there is no Shishim in the Gdeire, so the rest of the Gdeire is Muter, all we have to do is just to peel off Kedei Nitile from the top. That's all. So that's the Kule, according to Rashi. And then we have a Chumre, according to Rashi. Suppose there is so many Chtichas in the Gdeire that there is more, that there is Shishim, more than Shishim, neged the Chtichas Issa that fell on top. So then, the Kedei Nitile remains Osa. Kedei Nitile remains Osa. Now, according to the Ri, however, so you have a Chumre. Because if there is no Shishim, so then the whole thing becomes Osa. And it will not avail you just to take off from the top Kedei Nitile. So that's the Chumre according to the Ri. On the other hand, there is a Kule according to the Ri. Suppose there is Shishim, so then you don't have to take off anything. Then you don't have to take anything. So this is what the Torah says. Avol imibreitev. So the Rashi only if the uppermost chaticha upon which the chilev the nevela the dam fell is completely breitev. So then it asks the whole thing. Ulri it asks the whole thing. Afilu mitzosa. Even if the lower part of the uppermost chaticha is immersed in breitev. Oi. Afilu kulo chutz l'reitev, but he stirred it. V'niyeh oikis agdeiro horeitev mifapei atam umar ve'vnivo v'chule. Ba'med v'amamurim. Oh, so the halacha is that when can there be even distribution the whole deiro? When is the iser distributed in the whole deiro and tassas the whole deiro? And if there is no shishim the whole deiro, then the whole deiro becomes osea only bebish where there is reitev. But if it's out its li, no reitev. So then it doesn't answer. It only answers Kedei Nitile. But that's only if it is a dover kochosh. If the iser is a dover kochosh. So it cannot be mifapeya. Mashein kei. If, let's say, you have a dover shomei, let's say you have a neveledik steak that is shomei, and that comes in contact out its li. With the steak that is kosher, so then since it's dover shomein, so it's without reitev, it's mifapeya bechul. So b'med ma'amurim b'yerachim gid v'chayitzed dover kochush shein b'kiyach mifapeya bechul atiches avol gdi shomein shetzolei b'chalbei gdi shomein osa leachlaf umreish oznei shechivin shehu shomein mifapeya bechul. Why? Because there is a certain membrane that is mafsik. So that's not a chiddush. That's a big chiddush, and that's not such a dover poshut. Not all rishonim agree with this, but we pass like that. First, the Torah says that if the Dovar Heter, if the Dovar Iser, is it Dovar Shomein? Is it Dovar Shomein? So, and that comes in contact with Dovar Heter, Alditzli, so it's Mfapeye Bechule. So it travels all the way, it's Nivla Bechule, if it's Dovar Shomein. So, that only means that if the Dvar Iser is it Dovar Shomein. But suppose the Dvar Iser is a Kochush, but the Dvar Heter that is in contact with Dvar Iser is Shomein. So then we could say, since the Dvar Iser is Kochush, so it has no capacity, it doesn't have the ability to travel Bechulei, to be Mfapeh Bechulei. So Kumashlo, no. Since the Dvar Iser that is Kochush in itself is in contact, Al-Ditzli, so with a Deheter that is Shomein, so, and Al-Ditzli, so Mimele, the Shamnunis is transferred. So in other words, the Dovar Shomein, the Heter, transfers its Shamnunis characteristic to the Dovar Kochush. So first, because it's Al-Ditzli, so first, the Dovar Shomein of Heter is Mifapeya, the Dovar Kochush Iser, and it endows it with this characteristic of Shamnunis, and then once it acquires the characteristic of Pipua, so then its own Blie travels into the head, Abichole. That's a big finish. V'loi mi boye chticha achas sheyesh bo chilev shemfapeya lecholo. Ela afil chticha seyisa kochush uchticha seheta shenitzli imo. Shmeino hoyisa mifapeya lecholo. Alright, I mean, then he starts talking about Meliche, and that's already other halachas. Now let's see Machab. Isa shem nishroim heta, meis leis, vitzenei mikre kovush, vareyu kimvush, vinesa kule, avo poches mikan, bihadoche sag. So there is no blie, vitzenei. Vichol mokim damrin on kovush kimvushu, afilu mashe chutz lichvishe, osea. The Al-Dehashvish Shalimato Mifapeya Limailo Kmoy Bibishu V'yeish Makilim Bameshe Bechutz. So there are 2 days. Now, in Bishu, so suppose you have, you Bishu in water, you cook Chatiches in water, and suppose you don't fill up the pot with water up to the top. So it's only half full or a third full. So still, everything becomes osa. Even the chatiches that are lemailo from the water. So he says. So by kovush we say the same thing. In other words, if there is a chatich that is, let's say, suppose one chatiche has been soaked in isa, a chaticha of eta, has been soaked in Iser, in the liquid of Iser, for 24 hours, but only half of that chatiche is below the level of the liquid of Iser in which it was soaked. But the upper half, the upper portion, bulges above the level of the liquid in which the chatiche was soaked. So the first chite is that the whole chatiche becomes us. Chol mokin amrin kovish kivish lafu masha chutz likvishi. Osa dal da kivishi shol matam mfapeya lemailo kumei bishu. V'yeish makilim bameshe bechutz. But there is another shite, that only that part that is immersed in the liquid, but the part that bulges out, even though it's the same chatiche, that does not become us. V'sofi kovish osa. Suppose there is a sofik as to whether, let's say, cucumbers were kovush in a liquid of Isaiah for 24 hours or not. So then it is osa. Why? Because in kolatere kule, so bishul is not important. The important thing is, so whether there is blie. And if there is, and al di kovush for 24 hours, there is blie. So maybe if it's a sofik, whether it was soaked for 24 hours or not, so it's like the raise. Mashein kein, suppose you put a piece of meat, you put a piece of meat in milk, and you have a suffix, maybe that piece of meat stayed in the milk for 24 hours, but maybe it stayed only for 20 hours, or 10 hours, or maybe only 1 hour. So then it's muta. Why? Because suppose it's a vadai, that a piece of meat was soaked in milk for 24 hours. It's not osa midaraisi, because there are bishlos oteo. The Torah only asad bosa becholov if the bli of the bosa in the cholov or the cholov in the bosa it was affected through bish, not if it was affected through other means. So even if it's a vadai that it was kovish for 24 hours, it's only osa midarabonon. So maybe if it's a sofik, whether it was kovish for 24 hours or less. So we speak it rabonon likule. Mashein kein. If it's in shori sorry. So then if it's a vadai that it's kovish is osa midaraisa. So maybe in case of a sofik, so speak it a rais lachum. So we saw the kovish osa midarabonon, but we're holding asking the kul matir and osa rag bishul mamish. Vimu kovish. Now, so there are two kinds of kovish. There is one kind of kovush that is nearly liquid, so that requires 24 hours. But if it's less than 24 hours, it doesn't become osa. Then there is aloha, we had it meliche, kovush besechtzia. So even though it was kovush for less than 24 hours, but kidishiyale al gaboish via techeno, so it also is kimbush. So that's kovush besechtzia. In other words, it doesn't have to be dafke tzia. Chemetz also, vinegar also. In other words, anything that is acidy, very strong. So in other words, if something is kovush in an acid for a short while, let's say for 10 minutes, assuming that it takes 10 minutes to boil water. So im shor kishishitneno aloei aviyatiach. So there are two kinds of kovush. One kovush is kovush in any liquid. So only if it is kovush for 24 hours. And if it is kovush in an acid, in tzir, or in chemetz, so then, even if it's kovush for less than this less, just kishio shiyal al gabayish v'yatiyach, uvipoches mishio ze, but suppose it was kovush in tzir, in tzir, now tzir has melach in it. What is tzir? Tzir is a mixture. Is dam and melach. So suppose it was kovush b'sech tzir less than kiddish yal al reish v'yatiyach. So then the halacha of kovush arei kimvushel, kovush b'tzir arei kimvushel doesn't apply. But the halacha of moliach arei kriteach applies. So memele it has us kiddi klipe. We pochas mishio zeh lu nesar elu kiddi klipe. Chaim shal kli rish shayatz lenes bei mivashil veise akule. Avol chaim shal kli sheini eni mivashil. That's the first loss. V'yei shemrim. So what does it say at first? Eni mivashil. So, but it doesn't mean that it cannot be mavliya. Maybe mavliya It can, kidei klipe l'chol hapoches. So he says, v'yeshemrim, shegam keni mafli v'loi mafli. Not only that there is no bishul, that it's not even mavliya, it's not mafli, it doesn't become oser at all. Not at all. V'yeshemrim, dimikomo keimu mafli to mavliya v'eisa kidei klipe. And that is attributed to the Rashi. Even though, I mean, the Russian, of the Rashba, the way the Torah mentions it is very obscure, but this is the Shitas Rashba. The Mikomo keimu mafli to mavliya ve'eiser kidei klipe. That in other words, that even though klisheni is not mevashel, so the Rashba says that all that the Gemara in Kiro says is that klisheni is not mevashel, but Kabbi Shabbos, bliya is not important, but whether bishl is important. So klisheni does not, there is no bishul in klisheni, but bliya there could be in klisheni, but not bikulei, because if there would be bliya and plita bikulei, then it would be bishul. So in other words, so the Rashba shita is that it's only mavliya and mafli it kidekli. ויש אמרים דמקום מקים ומפליט ומבליה ואיסה כדקליפ ויראו לוחש ליזויה בדובה לחתחילה אבל בדיעבד so לחתחילה יבטי בחישיש פדשית לסרש בו דתי תעסס כדקליפה קלישני אבל בדיעבד מותר בלוי קליפה ובדוחה בעל מסד נופל איסה חם לסייחת החם דכלי רישים או יפיל איסה צינו לסייחת החם הכל עושה the tatoi gova alo elie the bottom prevails um mihame me ache ma fleet bitachti vin tsochli ma det a tsingle sich is a ham shaklos avol melien ham va tachten zinnen so again tatoi gova so the bottom prevails so the bottom that is cold predominates and it cools off the top But until it manages to cool off the top, so it manages to be mavliya kli klip. Av elyon cham atachten zeinen isa kli klipe, afilu im elyon acham os isa. Vichol ze lo imayre elo bichim kli rish, ki im shmiyat shi isiro min eish, maniche im aheta. Av elim kvo munach bichli sheni, vahakach miniach aheta retzlei, o yolov eine isa klau, di kli sheni eine isa, כמו שנסבויה. From the lotion of the Ramo, it's Mashman, the Rosh Hashulchan says the same thing, that the Ramo is referring now to a Dova Gush, a solid food. Because in a liquid thing, he couldn't use the expression, Avol im kvamuna b'chlisheni v'hakach miniach ha'et ha'etzlei, that's more appropriate for a Dova Gush. Now, the sheet of the Marshal, we'll have it in the Shach, the sheet of the Marshal is, and we are machmir like the Mashal. Not b'tira svadai, but b'tira sofik. We are machmir like the Mashal. So the sheet of the Mashal is that this distinction between klirishn and klisheni, that only klisheni, klirishn is mavliya asas, and klisheni doesn't asar, that's only nidovalach, in a liquid. But nidovagush, in a solid, so even klisheni asas. And bikule. Why should there be a difference? But that's the sheet of the Mashal. The Rosh Hashulchan says, because when you have a liquid, so if you shake it, that in itself cools it off. Masheinken, when you pour a liquid into a kele from the pot, into a kele, a liquid, so the shaking, that cools it off. So maybe it's not mivash. Masheinken, when you take a solid food and you put it in a plate, so then there is no shaking, so mele there is no cooling off, so mele even klishen is mevash. Anyway, that's the sheet of the mashal. But the Ramo is chilik on the mashal. And he holds that there is no distinction between Dovalach and Dovagush. So just as Klisheni is not Mivashil in a Dovalach, there is no Blie in a Dovalach. So in Klisheni, so there is no Blie in a Dovagush either. So here the Ramo deals with the Dovagush. So he said, V'chol zeli ma'erel v'chum klirish, kimiyachi yisirom le'ish, v'anichim ma'eta. Avul im v'omunach b'klisheni. V'akach miniach ha'et ha'etzlei, o yolov, even though it's two dovagushim, ene eise klal, di klisheni ene eise, moishin is boyer, v'minichom ze etzel ze, im shneem chami, michim klirishe, hakelos, v'imoech otzeinen, ha'et ha'tzorich klipe, v'imokim shenog. Now, you see, the Gemara says that atoyikova. So when can you apply the aloha of Tatoyegova? If the bottom is cold, so then the upper one is not bavliya in the upper one, only can it clip. And if the bottom is hot, so then Tatoyegova and it's mavliya bechule in the upper one. That is if you one is on a lower level and one is on an upper level. But suppose they are placed adjacent to one another. So So what do you say then? So the Rambam says that if they are placed adjacent, so then it only asks for the clip. V'imoyechot zeinen, ha'heter tzorech klipe b'mokim shenogam. Isa she'inichei b'chli heter, oi lehefech, amrinam b'gam kein tato yegova, k'moi b'beis chatiches. In other words, if, let's say, you put it varisa in a kli heter, in a kli heter, and if the kli heter, so the heter, the kele is the bottom one, and the iser is on top. So then we say, if it is cold, so if the kele is cold, so then the kele does not become osa, because tato yegova. Only the klipa it becomes osa. Mashein kein, if the kele is hot, ise ashein nichei bichli heter, and the kele is hot, so you say tato yegova, so mimele it's nivla bikule. So the whole kele becomes osa, not only nivla kele klipa. Alright, now, osu la'areis bichli sheyesh bei shumen, kosher, linea deleik, sheyesh bei chelev, Oishumen Isa. So in other words, Uvideved in Lochosh. Now this is a very big chumre. In other words, Lechatchile, we shouldn't pour from a kele that has Shumen Kosher into a Neir Delik Sheyesh Bechelev Oishumen Isa. Why? Because the fire, the hevel of the Neir, the fire goes up. But the fire, that's not a dvariser, it has no mamoshes. What is the fire? The fire, that's a manifestation of energy. That's all. So that's why he says, Uvideved in lochush. But why does he say lechatchila not? So the Gugro says, b'ferikei demachshiri. But that has to do with tumen. So tumah depends upon the gear, but upon chibo. So if the hevel is in contact, so mele there is chibo. Mashein came by blie. So then there has to be a gufo osea, something that has mamoshes, in order to be mavliya. But when you pour oil, let's say from a kele, into a neir. So of course the neir has chilev. The neir has chilev. But that chilev doesn't come in contact with the oil. Let's say you pour olive oil from a kele into a neir. So at the bottom there is chilev. There is chilev. But that chilev doesn't come in contact. But there is a fire that connects the chilev at the bottom in the neir with the olive oil, but that fire has no mamoshes. That's a manifestation of energy. So mele there couldn't be any blie. So that's why he says uvideved in lochush. Uvideved in lochush. But lechatchile, we have to be cheshish. But see, even lechatchile is difficult. Why should it be also lechatchile? In order to be also lechatchile, so there must be a possibility of bliya. How can there be bliya here? Just because he pours olive oil from a can into the neir, and then there is a fire, there is a flame. So that flame is mechaber, the chilev in the neir with the olive oil. But that flame has no mamoshes. I mean, it's only energy, that flame. So memele, so the chilev couldn't travel through the flame. So the gabitume it's mechaber. Gabitume it's mechaber. So, but what bearing does it have upon Isa v'heter? Isa v'heter, in order to have blie, so the gufo Yisa must come in contact with the heter. The gufo Yisa, that's the chilev at the bottom, that is not in contact with the olive oil that is being poured, but there is a flame that connects the chilev in the neir with the olive oil in the can. So why should there be bliya? Still lechatchile. So that's the reason as to why the Eved is in lochush. But lechatchile, we shouldn't do it. Bamedvar mamurim kishenofal is lechatzavshil mipnei shoritiv milchpleitas yisa omar lechatzavshil. אבל יש אבי חם בין קאר שלו פלאט לשיצ לאיש אין איסא קניטילה שוקו ורכב אצבע לפי חו יורח שצולי בגיד או יכתיך עשי שצולי מכתיך סתר ונגיע זה בזה צורך לא עושה קניטילה סוג וגיד וכן מנחתיך הם מוקים שנוגע בכתיך סיסר וכן מנוף על איסא על כתיך שבגדי רו שהיא חוץ לרייטב מה משולה תוסס ולא נהיה הגדי רו ולא יקיסו איסו אין איסר אלו קניטילה אבל מי ברייטב לרשי כולו According to Rashi, so when is it Mivalbeil, the Yisrael in the whole Deiro, only if the uppermost, if the upper portion of the Chatiche, of the uppermost Chatiche is also in Reitev. Ulri, even though the uppermost portion, the upper half of the uppermost Chatiche is completely above the level of the Reitev. But since part of that Chatiche is in the Reitev, so it's considered as if it's been kulo immersed in Reitev. L'rashi kulo riyaf mitzoso, o yafil kulo chutz l'Reitev, and yehoi kisag deir, o Reitev mafei atam, o marve, v'nichnas b'chulei. Bamed v'om amurim shinatzli Yisrael k'dini tile, b'yerech, im gidev chayitze, b'idolo kocho, shim b'kiech, b'fapeh, b'chol atich, avu g'dishom shetzoli b'chelvei, im mein b'chol agdish shishim k'negi kol achilev shabei, o zu l'ech l'afil m'rish ozne, shechib shu shom b'fapeh b'chulei, avu limu kocho, אף על פי שאין בי סמך כנגד כל החילף שבי אין איסר אלא כדי נטילי because without ריטב so the איסר doesn't travel it only can go as far as כדי נטילי not beyond that שהחילף של בי מכחושו כחושו מטילי ואין מפפיה ואפילו חתיכסו איסר כחושו that's the second חידש that the Torah mentions ואפילו חתיכסו איסר כחושו חתיכסו הייתה שניס לסימו שמינו או איסר מפפיה בכולו why? because that takes place through two steps. The first step is that the shomen the heter by its contact near the fire with the kochush the iser so converts the heretofore kochush into ishamei. Once the heretofore kochush becomes converted into ishamei, so then we have two shmeinim. So then the shomen in the iser his travels, his mefapeya bichulo in the heter. So vafilach tiras yisa kusho, tiras eta shnis lesimo shmeino, ho yisa mefapeya bichulo. Vichol dova sheyish li pipua shenofu, mokim yodua mechaticha bitzli, afal pi sheyish bichtiche samech, livatel, ho yisa, tzorich nitlas mokim. Now that's another chidish. And it's not such a double portion. Not everybody agrees with it. But the Mechaber Paskens like that. So he says, now, what's the aloche? What's the aloche by Bishop? So suppose Echtiches Chelev, or Nevele, or Dam, or any Isa, falls into a pot that has many Echtiches with soup in it, and all the Echtiches are inside the Reitev. So then there is no doubt that everything becomes osir, unless there is shishim. But if there is shishim in the whole dere, then everything is muta. So even the uppermost chatiche upon which the chilev or the nevele or the dam fell also becomes muta. Why? Because if everything is inside the reitev, so then it's mivalbeil, the yisya. So the Reitev is Mivalbeil the Yisar evenly in the whole Dere. And there is Shishi. So it's Muta. So then we could argue that just as in regard to Bishop. So if Chetiche of Chelev or of Nevele or of Dam falls on the uppermost Chetiche that is inside the Reitev. So then everything is Mitzuref to the Shishi. And if there is Shishi in the whole Dere, so even the uppermost Chetiche upon which the chetiches of chelev for the dam